scenario. Here's the scenario. What's up, everybody? This is your favorite podcast. Here's the scenario podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Brendan Saglow, being joined with me as always
by Mike Feeney and also
Mike Cannon.
I didn't even really go into who was going to do it. I was kind of like,
I know. I know.
We both paused.
Because Brendan gave no direction as a good host would.
You want to know what a good host would do?
His cohorts decide for him.
Just find it out. Jump ball.
I feel oddly nervous. I'm like, my heart.
We got a big celebrity in.
We got a big celebrity in.
Yeah.
The Yala podcast.
You know his full name?
Gareth Reynolds.
Yeah.
That's a good host.
That's a great host.
You know what?
That's a good host. I don't even know Ian's last name.
I prefer to introduce him as the creator of MTV's philosophy.
Well, now everybody's enjoying it. That's obviously. We're still
one person at home. Like,
hey, Mike, you dropped your name.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we're still hot in Australia. I don't know if you get those one
or
two.
We're not sure that there's not going to be a season two just yet. Sometimes they wait 10 years.
It's a temporary hiatus.
Yeah.
The sun's going to come
back. I think we can get a sun. I got to feel we can get a sun again.
They brought back Arrested Development. So
I wrote on that too. Didn't go great.
The new one or the old one?
The one that you probably didn't watch.
Yeah.
The one that people didn't like.
No, listen, I absolutely tried to watch it.
Thank you so much. That's what we were going for, was for people to watch too. And that's really what we wanted. And
he's not really a person.
And Harold and Kumar.
Well, nobody knows I wrote that.
Oh,
movie.
Okay. Yeah. That's ghostwriting.
Which one? The first one?
The Christmas one.
Christmas one.
Yeah. nobody knows. No. Wrote that one and nobody knows.
The straight to TV one.
First of all, not straight to TV. 3D doesn't go straight to TV. That shows you that it blew a lot of money that it shouldn't have.
That's actually
it went to TV.
That sounds
you want to talk residuals, Mike Cannon. That's $30 at the bank every year, asshole. Boom. Heaven's bartender.
That feels like it definitely would be like a Simpsons joke to be like, oh fuck, it was a bomb because it was 3D at home and no one had the glasses.
Family Guy flash away.
Yeah, everyone put it on, it's all like red and green. They're like, where's my glasses?
Yeah, like, I can't make out a damn thing. Who's Harold and who's Kumar?
Yeah.
Is the red one the brown one?
You really pulled that out. Good for you.
That was actually the tag of the movie.
Yeah.
That was how you're coming soon. Is the red one the brown one?
Damn, dude. I can't find a...
Oh, no.
That's
now
so
you're going to cut off my hearing. That's good.
No, it's just not going to be as loud for you.
I
might as well just have it off.
My maintained quality.
It's actually less... It's less...
Let's all shout. Good. It'll be bad for the recording, but...
Yeah.
But good for Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan will get a good...
That's thing. Usually how Brendan
what
is
so
that's good.
What we do on this podcast, by the way... you listen.
Yeah, you guys keep being like, let me tell you, I love this podcast. Someone on Twitter was like, you should do this podcast. It's the best.
Hell
and
yeah.
I started listening. I was like, holy shit, is this a good podcast?
Well, for anyone that's new that doesn't listen to the podcast.
I lied. I haven't.
Okay. So for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
We do a bunch of scenario questions, you know, what ifs, F Mary kills,
and hypotheticals, maybe.
And the like.
Yes.
I really love the phrase and the like.
Well, it's showing, and I think it was very natural.
Yeah.
I think that didn't feel stilted at all.
It didn't at all look like your
seamless.
First time using it.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't part of your phrase-a-day calendar for February 1.
Brendan, if you change my hearing one more time, I'm going to leap over the table and stab you in the heart.
Man.
He couldn't hear what you just threatened. So
it was breaking up. All the table.
That was the best interrupted speech
Very
I've ever
good.
Heard my entire
yeah.
life. I wish I heard it.
It sounded clear to him.
I can't hear a fucking thing.
Oh,
the cool
man.
Thing about this studio is that nothing works. So we don't have tripods.
The
There's a camera literally leaning against a monitor and
shattered.
Hopes that it's
I like
create,
that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It hopes that it's capturing images. This guy's definitely off.
This is
the
infrastructure is collapsed.
What's also really great about this podcast is the listeners at home could be a part of it.
This is
you
true.
Can ask your questions and all that junk because we can't think of it. We just add the
it's
funny
a 3D
to
podcast.
It.
Yeah,
it's
well,
a 3D at home podcast.
I mean, you're over budget
without
already.
Without the glasses.
Let me know if you want me to do a free punch up.
Yeah, we're gonna send this to you next week.
and then punch
can
it
you
up
ghost write this
life.
Pod?
I would love to.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
That'd be great. I need the work.
We do give.
Oh, it's unpaid.
Priority.
No, I need that. That's how I work. That's what I'm
we do give priority to the people on the Patreon. So if you want to ask us questions, go to patreon.com/scenariopod, and it's $5.
Yes, you get the whole backlog.
You get the whole backlog.
And you get to ask questions. We don't do new
and
stuff
the
anymore.
Like.
We're like Biggie.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Every once in a while, every 10 years, we'll come out with some, we'll put us an unreleased track.
You'll see us in a new pair of Jordans that don't quite make sense. And you'll be like, hey, what's going on over there? What
the hell happened?
So he wasn't around when Drake was here. They possibly collaborate.
This is Tupac certified lover boy.
Yeah.
Go get him, Drake.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Wait, how did they get him?
P. Diddy killed me.
Whoa.
That was him.
That was a good impression.
It was play it backwards.
Okay, first question comes from Firefly Depot. Do you have any personal superstitions? Do you guys have any personal superstitions? Is there anything that you're like, oh, I can't believe I believe
I think if I see a ladder, I'm like, I don't need to walk
just
under
gonna
that.
Say, as a kid, a ladder under a ladder was a real worry of mine. I also would kind of, more for fun than anything else, would like step over cracks.
I knew exactly what you were
going
to
say. You had to kind of like train your pace where you're like, oh, here's one coming.
Oh, yeah.
Quick short step and then,
And if someone across the street's watching, you're like, is that okay? What's happening over there?
You ever do that thing as a kid, though, where you look your mom in the eye and step on as many cracks as possible?
No, that's hilarious.
Shatter.
Right. I do remember
just
the time.
Letting her know what would happen.
Jesus,
you know?
Mike.
I remember the time when I was a kid and I was doing that and it went from like, look how cool I can step over to like my psyche clicked into if I don't do this, my mom.
OCD. That's
yeah, that it's crazy.
It's a compulsion. Yeah.
No, that's a mental illness.
And the latter thing, I
step
feel
over three. Check the stoves, and I go to bed.
Hold on.
Do the levels. Do my audio levels.
On, off. Lower, higher. Higher.
Break it. I gotta break it to fix it. Break it to fix it.
But the latter thing, you can actually get hurt. If you go under a ladder.
Yeah, that's why it's not even superstitious. That's pure safety.
But
it's just, I also don't walk under those. Remember that I came into Irish Goodbye once and it was right before we recorded. I'm walking down the sidewalk and I was like, I was walking under the fire escapes and so was two people in front of me. And one of those fucking things
the ladder
fell like right behind them.
Oh my God.
Like almost Jesus fucking Christ. Killed them. And I was like, well, I'm never walking in front of or underneath
which
those
is
things
a-
again.
Awesome death in Final Destination 2.
Yeah.
I believe.
Oh, it's a. Is it?
Yeah. He.
Yeah,
it goes through his eye.
Ugh.
Yeah. He like falls. It goes.
He falls
here.
Back off the ladder and it goes.
Yeah. And then extends.
Right. No, yeah, it right stops right before his face and he's like, oh. And then it goes bang.
Yeah.
And just,
yeah.
Oh,
right.
Cool.
Dude, those movies
awesome.
Are awesome, but fuck those movies too. It's like I can't. You know, it's traumatizing.
2 was awesome. The first scene with they're on the highway with all
the going through
the tree.
It was like it was very much like Saw, where it was like after the first one, the first one had like a good storyline, and then after that, it just became like we got to think of really crazy ways to kill people.
The third one wasn't too bad.
I never
the roller coaster,
the but it's just one of those things where you're like the second you start watching those movies, it's all about the kill. It's just like how much dialogue can we squeeze in between scenes where we kill someone, and how can we do it creative and kind of funny?
It's the same
Devin
movie.
Devin Sawa
every time.
In the second one.
In the second,
no,
he's
dead.
In the second one.
No, they
he's
say how he died. Yeah,
in life.
Devin Sawa's character.
Devin Sawa.
Devin Sawa's character.
You can't say that name without sound.
Where's he been?
Who, Devin, Sawa? Are we talking Sawa?
Oh, Sawa's been around.
You have Devin Sawa sauce?
Yeah, he was very hot in Sawa soup.
We got Feeny to be racist.
I wasn't racist. I'm
not
that
racist.
No,
yeah.
Hot.
Totally.
Yeah.
That
if
was
had a,
racist.
If had a soup, it
man, it's so fun
soul.
Being racist. Let's go to another question. Obviously kidding. I'm on your side.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to go down with this.
Brendan trying to do patchwork on his
fucking
boat made of mesh. What are you out of your mind?
Also, here's another superstition.
He is Captain Flex Seal.
Flex Seal is too sturdy.
Huge compliment to me. The Flex Seal is so cool.
Wow.
Fuck you.
You're the mesh boat that needs the Flex Seal.
Yeah.
I'm what, your Flex Seal.
I wish that sentence had a Flex Seal.
Yeah, I bet. Many leaks.
Many leaks.
We don't have a tape for this sentence yet.
This
we're working
on water.
Oh shit! Stop filming. Help
water's
me.
Coming. Through.
Oh my God!
Here's another superstition that I had.
All right.
Driving past cemeteries and holding your breath.
What are you, in a league of their own?
Is that what they did?
Yeah,
that?
Why would you do that?
I was like that through tunnels, but that was more of just a game to see how long, if you could try. It wasn't like a bad luck thing so much as it was like a mini game in the car of like, can you hold your breath throughout the whole tunnel? And then you go through like an, you know, 18-mile tunnel. You're and like, you just
yeah. die. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good Final Destination scene where the guy held his breath through the tunnel. Yeah.
they're like, all you got to do is release the air and breathe in again. And he's like,
I can't break a promise to myself.
Final Destination 41.
The tunnel.
Yeah, the tunnel.
Yeah, there's traffic in the tunnel.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Suicide by dare.
Yeah, there's nothing else I think I was.
The cemetery
about.
Thing was about ghosts coming into my body, though. Mm-hmm. By the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But what about your nose? Did you pinch your nose?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I gotta get out of here.
These ghosts are airborne.
Wait, what? Is it the 20th? Is there a full moon? All right, let's go to the next question. Nicole, you'll cut that out.
Sure.
Now it's got to stay in. It's a bit.
Yeah.
Alex, the truck says, if you could get advice from one person, dead or alive, who would it be and what would you ask?
Wow.
Such a meaningful question.
That is such a meaningful. I think that's the first question in the Big Book of Scenarios.
Dead or alive? I mean, you kind of got to go dead.
Yeah.
God.
Like, if you're looking for a possibility.
What are you going to get? Ask David Goggins? What do you think? Oh, man.
I'm going to catch him.
I'm going to ask
well, he hasn't stopped running. Yeah. That guy.
He only runs like 2 miles an hour, but boy, does he.
Yeah, you can't find him.
Yeah.
He's only running as fast as his cameraman.
That poor camera guy's like, man, come on, relax. Can
well,
we
that guy's
push-up?
Certainly in a car next to him.
You think so?
Yeah, it's that a steady sense. Shot. Yeah, he's on it.
Probably has a gimbal, maybe a whole team.
Yeah. I think he's just doing 15 on a closed off street. But I don't know. A part of me is like, you know, there's like the hokey answer of like what I would really want to do. But what we should do is
what's the hokey answer?
Yeah, go.
Hokey,
I was
yeah, hoke it
turn
up.
Yourself a bum.
My non.
Yeah, do the Tootsie Roll or whatever.
What?
What is it?
Hokey pokey?
You fucking ape. Are you kidding me?
It was in the name.
I literally said it too.
No, there's
we were
another
both
line.
Doing it together and
you
wanted to do a different
around?
Dance. You're an idiot.
You're right. Tootsie Roll is a dance though.
It is. It is.
And I'm going to put that on the fucking
yeah, why don't you get over here and do the Macarena?
I figured mine out. It's Brendan.
Well, buddy, I got all day. I got nothing.
Yeah. I mean, you can't ask somebody alive there unless it's like, unless we all went to like Mr. Beast and was like, can we be in your videos?
He's 24, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks old.
He's been he's been sitting in front of a YouTube screen since he was like 12.
That makes sense. Looks vitamin D deficient.
I do think like, you know, for me, getting to have a nice long sit down with George Carlin would check a lot of boxes for me. And it would also make me feel, it would probably send me on a real unwatchable phase of my career where I'm like really trying.
He's just smoking cigarettes
too hard.
Throws his hair into a ponytail.
Yeah, but I was gonna say, it's not even, it's just my length. It's just, it's like this quarter inch.
You're
ponytail.
Still talking about what you're talking about.
Yeah. Amber Alert, man.
Yeah. It's just,
it's all crazy.
I feel like he would actually like that bit. But,
what are you, a sky waitress?
I
got a dog.
Yeah, it would be fun to have a long conversation with him just about, because he did this thing a lot, which I think we've talked about and you've heard before, some like long interview which was called like George Carlin like on comedy or something like that, and it was like, I think it was like a CD back in the day, and there's just like this old man who's recording on what sounds like a Talkboy tape recorder who's like,
if you could say something to an audience, how do you craft your bits?
You know, and then he's but he's taking it like, he's like getting over the annoyance of those questions, and he's answering them like earnestly and honestly and sincerely. He's like not trying to be funny at all.
Yeah.
And it's so insightful that I remember when I was first starting comedy, I was like, this is like unbelievable. I felt like it was like way before I knew about podcasts.
Brent is like, what was that?
Yeah,
what was that? I put in my AirPods.
Well,
I put them under the thing.
He's new to George Carlin.
What's going on?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I never really liked George Carlin for
He
years.
Didn't like the way he made his brain work.
Oh.
Yeah, I was more into the Larry the Cable Guys. That was more my scene.
Well,
yeah.
That's who I'd like to have a sit down with.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. You know, how
just be like,
did you do that?
Be like, do you ever find yourself not able to snap back into you once you're off?
Well, I'm not really me. I'm just a regular guy doing a character. Be Larry. I want to talk to Larry.
Yeah.
He's like, all right.
And you only have cable-related questions. You're like, so my Fios keeps going out. He's like, you understand, I'm not, not only am I not him, but I'm also not a cable guy. He's like,
my neighbor and I want to be on one bill. Is that possible, Larry? Can you do that? How does that work?
I would also love if he could answer that. He's like, all right, well, what you got to do is you got to call this number.
Yeah, have you tried resetting the router?
You could have a conversation with him. He does have a radio show.
He does talk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy. The best is like when he started weighing in on the trans issues in like 2021.
You're like, finally, we're going to solve it.
He just came out. He's finally. Like, well, now that fucking women can.
We're all
like, get in there, Larry. Get in.
Somebody, you're all in a room and somebody walks in the room and goes, did you see that he talked about it?
Yeah.
We got it.
He's got it.
We got go outside, answers. Everyone's holding hands and singing.
He did it! We won!
Ahu Dore.
A guy named Larry the Cable Guy being like, you can't just be whoever you want to be.
A guy without an accent pretending to be Larry the
Cable
Guy.
Excuse me, Harold, or whatever your real name is.
Last guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the dead thing, I feel like you can't go too far back because then there would be an annoying level of not understanding each other.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
But maybe in a good way.
You don't think you'd be able to have a bare minimum conversation with Mozart? Uh-oh. Like just sitting down, you don't think you could get across?
I don't think we would have a particularly hard one in common.
You think so?
I just feel like...
It's a language
barrier. What are we going to talk about?
No way. I feel like you'd be able to talk to him. I feel like we'd be able to talk to him. I don't know about you.
Hey, sometimes I like to do hip hop. You know what that is?
So what is your influence on Marshall Mathers?
Brandon, like, what?
That's making words rhyme. He's like the children do?
Brendan sits down next to him and goes, can I just try this? And he goes, gling, 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 gling,
gling,
gling, gling, gling, gling, gling, gling, gling, gling,
gling, gling, gling, gling,
I just take everyone else's song. You ever think about that? Like that movie Yesterday?
Yeah.
Where you're like, that would be so cool if nobody knew who Eminem was and I can just slip right in there. I mean, it would be a full lie.
The problem is you'd be like, I don't remember all the lyrics.
No, you have to.
That would not be a problem.
You have to bring all the jewel cases.
You know, also be good too, although it would probably veer into sadness at some point.
Michael Jackson?
Robin Williams.
Yeah, that'd be a great one. That's a great one.
Because he's insightful. He can be silly, but he's so like, everything I've heard of him, anytime that he's been like downstairs, they were like, he had moments where he could like hold court, but then he would just sit there quietly and like smile and listen and watch.
Yeah, he was supposed to be very great. Yeah.
He seemed really sweet.
Yeah, supposed to be.
Brutal.
Yeah. Oh, Brendan, but that's fine. I love that you did that.
Oh.
I'd be like that.
We're going to need that cut
and then send to me every day.
I'm going to read that biography again and then stop about three quarters of the way through.
Oh, dude, I bought it at an airport and it hasn't been opened since.
Oh, it's really good.
I know, but I just...
You'll never see the ending coming.
No, that's what happened to me with the Chris Farley show. I read that, all firsthand accounts of him, and it's the saddest book that's ever existed.
No,
threw me into a three-week depression. I went to St. Malachi's church to like see if I could find his spirit, and it was like I was just depressed and drinking. It was super good.
If you go too far back too, like the people will be asking you more questions than you'll be asking them, you know.
That could be fun though,
Chris Farley back and you're like, tell me about comedy, and he's like, wait, what's that thing in your hand? My phone.
Oh god, I shouldn't put the phone out. God damn it. Hey, what do you mean the internet? What are you talking about, my comedy? Yeah, it could be good to talk to one of the founding fathers though and just sort of be like, all right, look, what do you think on guns? To actually come back with some real information.
Yeah, you film it on your iPhone. You're like, don't worry about what this is, but just go ahead and say it into this little box.
Yeah, well, everyone should have a gun as long as you can load it within 20 minutes. You know, you're like, oh, shit.
That's the new Bill and Ted. If Bill and Ted was rebooted now, they'd bring back the Founding Fathers to speak on guns at the school assembly.
Oh, how so annoying.
Hey, we got people that we need to bring to your attention.
No. President Washington.
Yeah. And then there's an active shooter. Oh, dear, the third act.
They actually have to go back in time. They go back in time to Columbine with the forefathers.
Oh, my Lord.
They're like, now we're just a Christmas movie where we're like, do you see?
It's also a Christmas
movie. That's where I come in.
Not a writer.
Ever heard of it being 3D? What do we think of that idea? Huh? Big bam, bam.
And it was never seen by anyone.
You're welcome. Not a problem.
Yeah, that's so funny saying you're welcome when it hasn't been seen.
You're welcome.
I heard that was a big bomb.
You're welcome. Yeah. The least I could do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have an answer, but I feel like we should move on to another question.
Okay, what was then the question? Just do that. Instead of saying, I'm out of funny things to say, now what?
I like being in the mechanics of Brendan's brain, though. Yeah. It's fun.
Welcome.
It's fun to find when the bag's empty.
Welcome, dude. The mechanics of my
There's
brain.
There's a hole in that bag.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Brendan's walking down McDougal just dropping his laundry the entire street.
Yeah, it's the American Beauty bag.
Yeah. It's caught in an updraft.
Homeless are taking from the top and it's falling out of the bottom.
Speaking of Brendan's, this comes from Brandon. Here's the scenario. You wake up tomorrow with the ability to communicate with one kind of animal. Oh. Which animal are you choosing to do your evil bidding? I didn't even
know. Wow, it has to go that way.
I'm going to say it doesn't have to.
Wow. Well,
although I might use it.
I'll stick to the question.
All right, let's stick to the question.
I truly think
mission like, statement of the podcast. We got to do that.
I think one of those like I think if you're talking evil bidding, I think a squirrel could actually be quite useful because no one sees an evil squirrel coming. They can get into a lot of things.
They're stompable, though, dude.
Yeah, but you don't assume to stomp one when you see it.
You try to stomp one, dude.
It's like a gas leak. Yeah,
if I see a squirrel inside, I'm stomping.
Dude, that's
bold.
Try and get close to stomping.
I'll
are you out of your mind?
A squirrel
dude,
through a
they
wall.
Are,
this is a great Patreon extra.
You won't touch it. You won't touch it. They have juke abilities like no other animal.
I think I could catch a squirrel.
Okay.
Well, if you put me in a like fucking
you could David
20
Goggins.
By 20. I could David Goggins. Yeah. If you put me in a 20 by 20 glass plexiglass box with a squirrel, I'm catching it within 2 minutes.
This is a game show.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/scenario.
Catch a squirrel on ABC. Hosted by Jason Biggs.
Mike just comes out bleeding with rabies. Like, hey, it was so fast. He was just so fast.
Mike lost. Yeah. Mike's he's sick.
He's got like the old fife drummer in the arm.
Foaming from the mouth. Yeah. Yeah.
Mike didn't win.
That squirrell was everywhere, man.
The squirrel gets $1 million.
There's 4 or 5 squirrels in there.
The squirrel one. Yeah.
I don't know. She was pregnant.
He rolled up into a little ball like Sonic and just fucking. Dude, the squirrel is a great evil bidding because it can really go through things, go
squirrel's
through pipes
great.
And stuff.
Yeah.
It's very
and
good.
Flying squirrel, you could add to that because
the wings.
Yeah, they're not indigenous to this area, so go find one.
Well, you can make them do it. You know, you could go find
you
one.
You could introduce one to the habitat.
Yeah, so. bring them in.
Sure.
Yeah. I got it.
Well, look, in New York, you could get a pigeon to fuck a squirrel.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you're two generations away. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've done it. I've made it happen. I've forced it. I've forced it a few times. I've charged admission.
Yeah.
I guess you want land-based, but my mind went right to an octopus because I feel like
me
they,
too.
Oh,
dude.
Get out!
Wow. Me too. I was going to say
us.
Octopus.
Look
you too.
Us.
Wow.
Whoa.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hey, Nicole.
But wait, Mike.
No.
I could have sworn you.
No.
We did it.
By the way, you're all subconsciously thinking it because it is in the artwork in all of our vision.
What?
This is. Can I tell you? Probably yes.
He's and staring artwork. Directly at it.
I never seen that before.
The
I never
Statue of Liberty.
I'm blind. I can't legally see.
But I didn't know that was an octopus until now.
You were also picturing a purple octopus.
What did you think
weren't
no,
you?
No, I was picturing the octopus from Finding Dory.
Yeah. I was picturing the octopus from that YouTube video where it's on a boat and it squeezes through a tiny thing. Crack.
Yeah.
I didn't want to admit that it was purple. Yeah. It was purple, but I was like, that's purple. So.
Oh, boy. A lot of breakthroughs today.
Yeah.
Sorry, what'd you say? Usually it's breakdown. Hey, I love how it delivered that. Usually it's my dad. I was saying the octopus
what
is also
compliment.
Good.
I love how I delivered that.
I was hurting himself. I was busting my balls.
Yeah. He was busting his own little balls. Yeah. Glare face.
Easy now.
I ordered the anti-glare, Brendan.
Look, there's a lot of shit to shit on me for, but it wasn't that. Okay?
No, it was, but it was not for the reason he did.
You're getting a glare now, too.
Oh, I can't tell because you don't have eyebrows.
Oh, man.
You're all going to get it.
What did I do?
Brendan's eyebrows are made out of fishing line.
That's a superpower I want. Anyway.
So we're all doing octopus? Why did you pick octopus?
Because they're so smart. And I feel I like there's it's they're so weird. Like everyone's obsessed with aliens, and I'm always like, the ocean is full of aliens.
Yeah.
Octopus is the most alien creature I could think of. So I feel like there might be something, but I feel like when
this,
push
dude.
Comes to comes to shove, I do feel like someone would just be like,
yes,
be like,
of course,
damn it.
What it has in like superpower abilities, it lacks in like
fragility.
It's very fast.
It can camouflage. Yeah.
Nicole,
can
you look so
up,
delicious.
Can you look up whether or not octopus are easily killed? Giant octopus.
I'd like
to know how fragile they are, because I do. Part of me pictures it and just pummel the brain, the top of the head, as hard as possible.
I love your angle. You'll kill them. I will pummel the brain if I can.
Yeah. Hopefully, put it through a few football seasons.
Yeah.
Every answer involves, am I able to murder this thing?
It's great.
Well, do you not think about that? I mean, you know, for that.
Yeah. Well, to me, I was like, I'll squish its head.
Yeah.
But you're like, I will, Kurt.
But if you're squishing
its head, I have more faith in its ability to squish than my ability to squish.
In the water, you're getting squished.
I have to stun it with punches, and hopefully that constantly is like enough where its fucking fins are going wild, you know?
It's fins.
I mean, they're right there.
Yeah.
What are they?
Tentacles.
Oh.
The vulnerable portion of the octopus is the neck, and fishermen and others who know their habits when attacked always strive, if possible, to seize them by the throttle valve.
You gotta figure out what that is to get it, Mike.
They are easily killed.
Wow, comparatively easy on land, nearly impossible in the water.
Nearly impossible in the water is huge.
I love that article, How to Defend Against a Charging Octopus.
Yeah.
Is this a wet crime or a dry crime?
If you're picking octopus, you're solely based on wet crimes.
Yeah.
It could be a wet crime.
He's not going to just be coming down McDougal.
Yeah. It can.
Oh,
it
could. But I did just watch The Way of Water, and now all my crimes are water-based.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Lost.
That's what people want.
Fucking
from that.
Lost.
Whatever. Sorry, now you can do it another time, and it'll surprise them.
Do the sound again.
No, well, now.
Oh, you were going to, and it would have delivered. It was the perfect time.
I think it would have delivered. Hit it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on. There you go.
That's pretty good.
It was better before.
In the
moment, of course,
it's
going to be good.
I heard it while I was talking.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, my brain can split.
Wow.
I'm like an octopus.
Wow.
Whoa.
Pummel him. Find his throttle valve.
I think I'd like
kill him through the throttle valve, whatever it is. Might be the anus. I believe it to be the anus.
That's my throttle
Thank
valve.
Thank God we're on the land. Octopus is the best answer.
Wow.
Let's move on.
Brendan decrees.
Very specific towards what Feeney had, honestly.
Yes.
As king of scenarios, Brendan decrees the octopus is the proper answer.
I could see Brendan being terrified of a squirrel. If a squirrel charged you, ran up your jeans.
It's like fighting somebody with a knife. You know, you're going to get cut. This thing is going to bite
not scared
the
of
shit
that.
Out of you.
I'm not scared of getting bit by a squirrel, dude.
It's not just the biting. It's the
scratching.
It's the squirrely nature.
If I get a hold of
a lot of pressure.
But you won't. That's a thing. It looks like it's easy. There's like a greased up pig.
No, but I feel like I could just like, I'll be able, once it moves on my body a few times, and I will get scratched up, it will nibble me, but I will start to get
an idea.
I'm picturing this into a camera
like,
before
Have you been bitten by a hamster? I've been bitten by a hamster. I picture it's like that times, you know, 10 or whatever. So it's a tough bite to take, but it's more of a nick and a move on, and they're stunning you a little bit. After a few seconds I would know its pattern, and I'd just kind of absorb the pain, and then I'd grab it on my chest, look at it, and pull its head off.
Cool,
There's 20 people a year that die.
All right, now let's get started.
Squirrels?
Release the squirrels.
Squirrel deaths?
Squirrel deaths.
Nicole, look up
rabies related.
Look up
most
yearly.
Of them.
Oh yeah, it's the long con.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
You'd snap its neck, but then 2 weeks later, my joints don't work.
It'd also kill me if a squirrel did my taxes.
Hey.
Hey, all right.
Anyways,
I just went Italian. I did Brendan. Joe's. I realized the bit had nothing, so I went into an A.
Feels good, doesn't it? I'm going to join.
Right. It's fun. I got to tell you, it just feels like we're all sitting around the card table smoking cigars, telling bit.
One in doubt, mozzarella out.
That should be your guy. The guy who
he is a guy.
They couldn't do your taxes. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Squirrel tax.
Italian tax.
Are we back? Did the bit work?
Well, yeah, I like it, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, come on. I mean, a car can't do your taxes.
I just picture a squirrel with a green visor.
Yeah. You're being audited. Why? Oh, there you go.
Because Currency is nuts, not money.
Has a squirrel ever killed a human? Just a quick look on the internet will bring up a mass of newspaper articles on killer squirrels. Although you should be aware that squirrels very rarely carry the rabies virus, and there have also been zero reports of squirrels actually killing a human.
That's why I said,
what a terrible.
I said rabies related.
Yeah, but even that, they're like, it doesn't happen. They don't get rabies.
There's zero chance that there's zero people on the planet who have died from a squirrel bite.
Well, I've been squirreled, you know, better by rabies. Than Google?
No, Nicole typed that in wrong. She was leading the witness. She didn't type rabies in there.
How many people
squirrel related rabies
die.
Just
death.
Write in that's just fair. Write in squirrel rabies
death.
Human death.
There you go.
Okay, that's good too.
Yeah, and we'll need nothing.
I also think that you're completely underestimating the bite of a squirrel and like their teeth and everything. Like they rip through skin, dude.
Dude, they eat bark.
When have you watched this? How do you know squirrels rip through skin?
I have a Vietnam flashback.
Yeah.
Squirrel in the tree. Squirrel in the tree.
Run, Brendan, who's 8 years old in this.
Can't hear anything. It's just that loud.
Don't run up the tree. That's where they're fastest.
No.
Brendan just picks up all the nuts and runs with them.
He wakes up in the tree like,
I'm hanging.
Nope.
Hello, Brendan.
Squirrel. rapes me. Oh, hey, Brendan. That's what I'm saying. I'm hanging in.
No, we know what you're saying.
Feeny's reaction of, not sure how it got there.
Yeah.
Did you feel it?
The worst
I'm
thing.
I'm inside. I don't really feel it, squirrel.
You'll
feel it eventually.
It's talking to you, and Brendan's like, where are
eventually.
You?
Eventually.
Like, I'm inside you.
Yeah, it's walking through
fully erect.
Wrappers and everything. Fully erect.
Fully erect. How do you like it? I don't really feel anything, honestly.
Yeah. That's what my wife said.
Yeah.
Before she left me. This is why I take what I want now.
For a record.
It's what turned me evil. I think I'm going to hop out of the tree. No.
Speaking of things wives and husbands said, they might have said the show is great and to leave a 5-star review. I'm not good at that.
No.
So
that's your worst quality, I think.
It's going great.
Whatever. Dude.
I'm sorry. I've been hard on you this episode.
No, no.
I don't need to be.
Staring at a lot of YouTube comments.
I know.
Why won't Mike lay off?
Yeah. You're right, guys. Wow. You're right.
They're right.
You're right. Internal my head, YouTube. Yeah.
They're right about everything bad they say about you.
That's
guys.
Right.
And then
that's
the others?
Right. Not about Brendan, though.
Yeah.
No. They have no idea what they're talking about. Anyway, yeah, please leave a 5-star review and check out the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. Again, we said it before. Bunch of videos that we have, 300 hours worth of content, and
as an outsider, that's a tremendous amount of content.
It's a lot of hours.
It's a lot.
Wow.
I don't think people, how many hours do people live genuinely?
200, 250? Yeah. You got more than that.
How many, Nicole, look this up after the squirrel thing. How many episodes, how many hours of Seinfeld are there total? And through the 9 seasons, 24 episodes per, or what, something like that, right?
Yeah, 12 times 9.
But then also 22-minute episodes. Mm. So 22 times 24 times 9. Hit it.
Blood starts.
I bet it's like close to 300 hours.
Thinking.
Brendan's having a
We might have more stuff on the Patreon than all of Seinfeld. Mm. 15 hours. So not even close. But 2 days and 15 hours and 21 minutes. So not even a little bit close in any way.
Great.
But
instead of watching stuff on TV like Seinfeld, also check us out on the road and check things that we got going on. Gareth, what do you got?
I have a special called England Weed and the Rest.
Whoa.
You'll never guess what it's about. And you can go to my website, GarethReynolds.com. There's a special link there. And then I'm always on the road, so I got a bunch of dates on there, too. And listen to the Dollop podcast.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Dollop.
Thanks.
What a lovely
podcast.
Thank you.
What about you, Mikey?
If you're listening live, I'm going to be at Comics Roadhouse this weekend, the 9th through the 11th. Come out to that. And then the following week, you can see not only myself, but Brendan Sagalow on the road together. We'll be in Grand Rapids, Michigan at Midtown on Friday the 17th. We will be in Detroit at the Independent on the 18th. All of those tickets are available at MikeFinneyComedy.com or even on Brendan's website, BrendanSagalow.com. And then a bunch of other dates coming up, Boston and Pacific Northwest. All this is at MikeFinneyComedy.com, twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker. And please subscribe to my YouTube. Where's my camera? If you haven't, please do it. YouTube.com/MikeFinneyComedy. It really matters.
Are you taking that home with you?
Yeah.
That's your camera?
Mine. That's not mine?
No, Mike, don't take it. You got
one. Should I turn it back around?
Yours is the one leaning.
Oh, okay.
Where's yours? Yours is the broken one.
Yeah, you got the, you got the V8 camera.
Mine's one leaning against the tissue box.
Yours is the one on a break. Yours is the one smoking a cigarette.
Yours might look super badass because of all the shattered glass around the outside.
Yeah.
It might look like
cool. I'll look
like hardcore.
Stone cold.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. February 10th, I'm going to be in Toronto. I'm doing two shows at the Libertine. Come out to that. Tickets are moving. Shockingly, you fucking Canadians. So come out. Atlantic City, February 17th and the 18th. And then the big one in New York City at the Gramercy Theater. There's still some tickets left for that. And we got some really cool shit working for that show. So I'm very excited.
Cool.
Some cool one-of-a-kind sweatshirts that'll never be available anywhere.
I want one.
You're not allowed.
Wow.
You're not allowed unless you buy it.
What the
unless
hell?
Help me offset
I'll buy
cost.
It.
All right.
I'll
you're
buy
in.
It.
You're in. Sold out.
I can't wait till Mike shows up within a full truck, a trunk load of major boxes of hoodies in every conceivable size, and everyone's like, extra larges only, please.
Yeah, yeah. No, I only got fat people shit. I did.
Yeah, well, no one's buying me.
No, it's only
come on.
Yes, love them, people.
But yeah, Gramercy Theater, February 25th. If you haven't bought tickets and you're a fucking fan of the show and you live in the area, I guess you want me to die.
Do that to Feeney's cam. Great. Now we got it.
Now we're in.
Now we got it.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, we're also we're doing a live podcast at
the Gramercy?
No, at the Emmaus Theater.
Oh, yeah, March 25th, right before my birthday again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Nicole's coming. She already marked it down, right?
I am now.
Yeah.
Whoa, I wonder what that sentence was.
I am now.
She's not turkey now. She's ham now.
Nice.
Thanks,
Kyle. Clean. That's clean and fun.
Yeah, sometimes...
Oh, wow, speaking of clean and fun. Yeah. Here we go.
That was dirty and wet.
That came from my anus. Nicole, what do you have to
promote?
What are you promoting?
My Instagram is Nicole C. Lyons, and subscribe to the Here's a Scenario YouTube.
Yes,
that's right.
Thank you for all the new subscribers on the channel. We are picking up steam.
We're killing it.
Thanks for everybody who shared the soda episodes.
Just in time for this network.
A lot of
holidays.
Thanks for all the new followers and listeners that are coming on board. A lot of them have made their presence known, that they're new, a lot of them in seemingly hurtful ways.
No.
Like, if it wasn't for Soda, I never would have even listened to
you
guys.
But this is the best show, and
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they're like, I've tried to avoid you guys for years, but alas, here I am, and we're having a good time.
Most people who end up loving me start off like that, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Hey, I would never listen to this guy if it wasn't for someone I like, and then they're like, I kind of like this guy.
Yeah. You're talking about Irish Goodbye.
Yeah. I got a message today about that.
Me too.
Pretty regular. Yeah,
all the time.
They're like, please do one for old time's sake. Yeah, we miss it.
Lop out that fucking tumor.
I thought it was good. Come on.
He's so hard on Brendan. Yeah. You guys agree?
I'm the tumor?
Click subscribe if you agree.
Yeah. Use this sound.
Oh,
Stitch.
Oh, come on.
No,
I've been working on my Tom Hanks, by the way.
Oh,
wow.
I'm doing the thing that the guy is doing.
You mean a robot,
Tom Hanks,
right?
Speed spell, Tom Hanks.
T-O-M-H-A-N-K-S.
Nice.
He also goes like, oh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you are doing an impression of
the
guy
doing the impression.
Who does the impression.
You sound just like that guy's impression. That's awesome. That's awesome.
You
could be that guy.
You're using somebody else's keystone?
Yeah.
That's
great. That's
wow, that sounds like a Frank Caliendo impression of someone.
I do Frank Caliendo doing impression.
No, he's a coming. I'm cornering the market.
Yeah. Yeah. Frank's furious.
I see where he's playing, and I undercut him by 30 grand.
Yeah. I'll also be in Phoenix as George W. Bush, Frank Caliendo style. Okay?
Frank Caliendo.
We might have a special guest appearance by
John Lennon. What you want to do with the football?
I'm Jack Gruden, and I'm also in Phoenix that weekend. Yeah. Frank Caliendo's impression.
Yeah. Frank Caliendo. Frank Caliendo impression will be playing at.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Brendan sells out the Beacon.
We thought it was Frank Caliendo, and it was very confusing.
Yeah, video outside the club.
We're like Frank Caliendo. So at the end, I guess it was a cheaper. I'm still puzzled, but some of them were close. Some of them were really close.
To Frank, not the character.
Yeah. Well,
Frank,
you know, yeah. We had a couple of beers. It got good then.
Yeah. It was really short. He can't do a lot of them.
He's really short.
Yeah.
All in all, it was about an 8-minute night. So,
Not too bad, actually.
Got back home before traffic. In bed by 10.
He was crying over the lawsuit. I don't know. It got dark.
He begged us to not talk about it.
It's like Lenny Bruce at the end.
He's
different Frank. Yeah.
So they say I showed my penis to a playground.
Oh, that's Brendan as Charles Barkley. As Frank Caliendo as Charles Barkley. That's terrible.
And I gotta say,
man, come on, you can't sue me over that. Come on, man. You can't do that. That's terrible.
Hilarious. Tanya asked.
I don't want to do that for the rest of the
I know,
plan.
Dude. I know. I'm
And this is it. And this is it. Hold on.
This is Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
And this is if Frank Caliendo's Al Pacino walked in. It was like, hoo-ah!
So he's not Frank Caliendo? I'm pretty sure he's not. But a lot of these are Frank Caliendo impressions.
Two mice.
From the top seats, from the up in the nosebleeds, he kind of looks like Frank Caliendo.
Yeah.
Kind of look like Frank Caliendo.
You do got a little Frank
Caliendo
vibe.
Good for him.
Good for us.
Good for him.
Everybody eats, Frank. That's what I say. No, don't say that. Come on, Frank, back up. Leave it be, Frank.
That's great. That is a great impression.
Push. That's Frank Caliendo's.
Yeah. See, these guys make it easy for us. You know what I mean? I have my own impressions.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I've been doing one called Fat Patrick Stewart. But okay. I just go,
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Oh, that's all right.
He got it.
Sorry.
No.
That's Frank Kelly.
It's fine. It's fine. That's one of those jokes that everybody laughs at. Yeah. I don't even have to do the punchline. Yeah. I'm okay with that. They see it coming, and that's why.
But that'll
it's funny.
Be good to go on your Frank Kelly into William Shatner.
Exactly.
Fat William Shatner.
Yeah, William
Fatner. William Fatner.
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
I did it. Miraculously enough,
you're like,
an idiot?
Yeah. Are you a fucking idiot?
Oh, here we go. Let's get Glare.
Yes.
Glare. Come on, Glare.
What else do you got? What other impressions?
Baby Tony Soprano.
Oh, fat baby Tony Soprano.
I go, hey, Google Gugach.
I love
that's
that.
Great.
That's
yeah.
Great.
There you go, you Google son Google of a God. Bitch.
There you go.
I proved them all wrong. Yeah, you like, been, always like I said
dude,
I would.
You would have been huge on Vine.
Yeah, man.
For real.
You're one syllable impression.
Plug your Vine. It's not too late.
Vine.com/Brendan Sagalow. That's what
slash
it was.
Frank Caliendo.
I found it. Someone sent me a video of a compilation
damn, that was right
of
there.
Popular vines, and one of mine was in one, and it made me
nostalgic.
Both be like, I was going to say, it wasn't happy, it wasn't sad. I was more like, that was a time.
I have a friend from back home that's like, oh, it's so cool that you know Mike Feeney. I used to watch his Vine.
Really?
His music Vines, yeah.
Oh, it's weird you kept that. So
he really
forever.
Did not want you to find out about that good news.
That's something
that could float this kid for 8 months.
Yeah, that really helped. You have no idea.
I needed that.
But
man, you don't know how much I needed that.
Yeah. I was just thinking about how all my musical vines were just dead on the vine.
Largely underappreciated.
Oh, like guess the song or whatever that you were doing?
Name that tune.
Oh, that was Periscope.
Pretty, not a long time Mike Feeney fan?
That was on Periscope. So.
Shit. Whoa. I made the whole thing up.
Yeah.
There's holes in it.
I did do a Mike Nails the Lyrics, though, on Vine back in the day.
And I'm going to do a Brendan Nails Mike's Mom. Am I right, everybody?
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Tanya asks.
The glare. Well, here's the thing. It wouldn't get him mad if she wasn't so accessible downstairs.
Right downstairs, yeah. Tanya asks, would you rather... Now, I'm just going to read the question as is. I think there's a typo here, but I'm going to read it as is.
Sure.
Would you rather meet your travel back in time to meet your ancestors or to the future to meet your descendants? So would you rather travel back in time to meet your ancestors or meet your
future
descendants?
Would she just like slip on a letter and you're fucking taking her to task?
Well, it was the first time I was reading it. And I'll tell you what.
What is she, you, on this show?
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't want to meet my descendants because what if you travel in the future and they're
yeah, because you never had children, or your children never had children.
And they go, Sagalow?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that name.
I think
ever.
At some point, if we travel far enough into the future, we're just going to see some smoking crater and nothing else.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
President Cannon, yeah. Like burnt on the side of a
crew
building.
The third.
President Crew Cannon the third. So funny.
What was the, I guess you want to go back. I mean, it would be cool to visit like the ones that like came from Ellis Island, you know what I mean? Right when they're like, getting there with like a dream and just
pretend to the
of
police.
Money.
That yeah. was my grandma.
Rough them up.
Yeah.
I met my grandmother was the one that came over here from Ellis Island.
Oh my God, you're wow. so new.
Now that was crazy. In 2007. Yeah. But
oh, well, that's nice.
Oh, I done been here. Yeah.
It was a vacation. Been here. Yeah. She checked in for some weird reason. She has dementia. Yeah. She's from Pennsylvania.
I don't think those years are adding up, Grandma. Yeah,
she's from Hawaii.
1802. I don't believe it was, honestly.
Yeah,
whatever happened to Amelia Earhart?
Huh? They found her, and then it was wrong. That's what happened.
Oh, they were like, "This is her." And
yeah, there was
like,
a whole like Discovery Channel show where they were like, "Yeah, like probably 4 or 5
Wait,
years
what
ago.
Was the answer though?
Well, they were like, "We found pictures of her somewhere else," and then they did this whole thing, and everyone was like, "Holy shit, she was alive past Whoa. When she crashed." And then they were like, "No, it's actually not her."
But then even recently, I think they found her. Some remains.
She's like,
she's on Vine. We saw her on Vine. Yeah, Amelia Earhart was on Vine.
Fly with
hey guys,
Amelia Vinehart.
It's Amelia. Yeah,
about to fly over the Atlantic.
Hey guys,
super
first trip
nervous.
Around the- I had to make it 8 seconds. That's why we crashed.
Yeah. Now I wonder why. Where did she crash out? Was it the Pacific or the Atlantic, Bermuda Triangle?
Right next to Malaysia, Flight 800.
Yeah, I feel like I know nothing, but I feel like it was Bermuda Triangle.
And what? At what? Oh yeah. What year would mountains. You say it is that happened?
Ooh.
And also, right now, someone please tell me what year it is.
Well, the Wright brothers created 40s. Planes in
1902. Or
this is going to okay. get super sad for all of us very soon.
Oh yeah, this is what my podcast is essentially. Where one time, Dave was reading something, he said Ben Franklin, and I was like, when he was president, and he was like, whoa. He's like, buddy, I like read a lot. What's going on over here? And I was like, when he was what?
You know.
He's on the 100. He had to be. Isn't it legal tender to be the... Yeah, so I'm not good at
that. That's so funny to think, like, for the long time, it's like, well, I wish I could be on a dollar bill, but gotta be president.
Yeah, impossible. Boy, that'd be the day.
I mean, you'd think harnessing electricity might get you there.
Yeah, he's the president of electricity.
Yeah.
I like when you watch those, like, period pieces from, like, the Revolutionary Times, and they show them, like, spending money, and, like, it was, like, an 8x10 piece. Like, their paper, right. Their money was so comically big that they had to, like, quadruple
check.
It was like, it was like, can you get the other side of this? Can we get, like, like, folding sheets? Was
Yeah.
Let me get the register stick. Everything was like a deed.
Yeah.
There you are. Yeah. 4 pieces of huge printing paper. Yeah. You give me one back.
I feel like I'm at Michael's. They have a Michael's still.
Yeah.
So ancestors, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say ancestors.
Let's go back. That's look better. We're gonna just worst to know, case that might scenario be will be smarter than them.
Yes,
I feel like you and I especially would go back, see Ireland, and just see that a lot of our past family members have had intercourse, and then also there's some sheep involved.
I would also nice. I would go back there.
It'd be a disappointing discovery.
Walk up on a relative banging a sheep. That'd
yeah,
because
I'm farm people. Like I am pure.
Are you
cow fucker
Scott Cannon?
Nice to meet you, kid.
That's me. Who's Hoskin? All right, your turn. Have a poke in it.
Yeah. Let me introduce you to my wife. Now come here.
Sheep were like payphones back then. Yeah.
Are you finished yet? Here, get her to the cliff's edge. She'll back on to you.
You tap its ass and a quarter comes out.
Yeah.
All right, this next question.
You've got her eyes.
This one comes from some black dude.
Mm.
And his name is, I say his name. You guys make a bet. Sagalo. That's me. No, I wonder what this is going to be.
I like it.
No ordering delivery. You must cook or go get your food for 7 days.
Okay. Or walk.
So that's
you can pick up to go. You just
wow.
Quite a loophole we
what
found
a,
earlier.
What a hardship on poor Brendan.
I mean, Brendan.
I'm already saying
like,
no to this.
I feel like one of my ancestors.
Walk.
Yeah. Canon. No angry outbursts for 3 days.
Well, you've picked an especially angry episode, do you?
Yeah, you'd have Brendan. To never drive.
Yeah. Oh,
man.
Yeah, Brendan goes, I think you have road rage.
He's like, I've never, he's like, it's, no, but it's good because it comes out in this. I've never like opened a window, cut to him yelling at my landlord.
Yeah. Going off and then talking about
that
it.
That wasn't road rage.
And then talking about it for the next, that was, the rest
road,
of the day.
Was, there was I rage. Was parked. I was parked. He's got and that old this fucking is, ghoul steps in my goddamn car.
Do you see how hot you're getting?
Yeah.
That road
no, race. Now this is studio rage.
Yeah.
All right, so Cannon lost. Feeny, no manipulation or deceiving anyone for
you
2 days.
You lost. You just manipulated me never. Into getting mad.
Man, who this guy wins? Nailed it.
Who wins?
Oh,
for how many days is mine?
2 days.
Oh, poor Brendan has to walk a block to get his fucking Burger King.
I have to
stifle my entire personality.
Brendan has
I actually
to.
Hate how easy mine is. Yeah. It's like, you
Brendan
know,
has access to
about?
More restaurants than any other place yeah. on the planet, all walking
still
distance.
Still couldn't do it.
Brendan still loses.
Yeah.
No, I think you would walk out to pick up cheeseburgers, but what if, I think to make it harder for you, what if you had to cook all your own meals for a week?
I could do that.
What would you make? Name 7 meals. Just 7.
Name yeah.
seven meals. Meal
you're asking the wrong guy.
That you could cook.
Names food.
Name 7 meals.
Name 7 meals
that you could cook.
That I could cook. Tacos.
There you go.
Great.
I can make tacos. I have an air fryer too, which helps. So
that's
I can
not
make,
a meal.
Well, you could eat it.
I can make ribs.
In an air fryer.
You can make ribs?
In an air fryer, yeah.
How do you make ribs?
You buy them from the store.
Okay.
You go see your aunt, says you... to take his lamb. Yeah. You cut it, you butcher it in-house. Boom. Big bang, boom. In an air fryer.
All right. The trimming.
Yeah. I'm air frying ribs.
Third meal.
I think, no. Ribs does not count. You have no ability to make ribs.
I do enjoy right ribs. You're scooting past ribs like at 2.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, no, not
I
2.
I do a 9-hour dry rub.
It's like the most patient meal you can cook.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably get a lot of those.
That's
I
two.
Can see
bologna sandwich.
There we go.
Bread.
Oh, my Lord. That is an amazing
just white bread
deterioration. And then I'm taking the fixings out and I'll be eating the bread while the ribs are being prepared.
So by day 4, we have 0 nutrients. Good.
Oreos.
Oh, my Lord.
No, what else can I make? I can make some other stuff. I've made some other
pasta?
Stuff.
Well, we're in the middle
yeah,
of the
I
list.
Yeah, I can make pasta. Okay. Penne alla vodka. Vodka.
Okay.
Ooh. And then, I know, gross, but I was...
How long do you boil pasta? How long do you boil pasta?
How long do you boil it?
Yeah.
No, all of this
not
I would
you
Google.
Do? How long do you bake
By the way,
pasta?
All this I would Google.
Okay.
By the way.
Right.
I would Google.
No
this.
Phone.
You got to put it in the air fryer.
Just keep
yeah,
adding.
No phone.
I put it in
no
the air fryer.
No phone?
I'd boil water until it starts bubbling. I would take a
sure.
look at it and go,
but then
it's
how
boiling.
Long? How long? And do you
put
it
in?
Do you keep it boiled or do you turn it down to put
you
the pasta
You turn it down.
In?
You turn it down to a very low, like,
I see.
So that you keep it hot.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Put
you're,
the
already,
pasta
you're already wrong.
Yeah, put the pasta in. All right, I'm fucking, you know,
simmer.
You're going to cold pasta.
Yeah.
Look, I got bad pasta and it's cold and I go, I test it. I go, this is cold and it's stiff. I'll turn this up. It's yeah. called learning.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
Yeah, name one other time you've demonstrated that ability.
Learning?
Yeah.
I'm standing up to you, aren't I?
And by the way, Mike.
You know what? Great point. Great point.
Mike, we're almost at meal 5. I mean, relax. We're getting there. Good
Two
Lord.
More. Go. Hit it.
We're 6. Near.
2 more meals.
2 more meals.
Yeah.
Daddy's hot.
Peasy.
I don't think I can make
Here's
it.
Here's the thing, though. That's hilarious. Here's the
Spaghetti.
Thing.
That-
Spaghetti's
you already
pasta.
Made pasta.
Same way.
Same way.
Same way. Cold and hard.
Hey. Yeah, babe.
Hey, I'm making a spaghetti.
Cold and hard.
Macaroni and cheese?
I can make mac and cheese.
Okay.
Or maybe I can't.
I don't think.
Maybe
can.
I can.
I'll read the box.
Unbelievable.
I'll read the box. You thought Benjamin Franklin was the president.
I know.
I'll read the box.
He's got you there.
He was a
yeah, we're all
boy.
Fucking idiots.
He's like, he's ready with that.
Now, I do think that we are underestimating and looking past a giant portion of this, which is Brendan having
giant
to go
portions.
Shopping.
I love that.
Where do I sign, Mike?
Can you
Brendan shopping for all of these items?
Oh, ooh. I know how to do that. I know how to make a salad.
There you go.
But you have to buy every ingredient of each of the salad.
Yeah.
What do you put in your salad?
Pasta.
What's your base?
Peanut butter, jelly, pasta, air yeah. fry. Boom. You got a salad.
I don't know, dude.
What kind of lettuce
this
do you
This is
like?
What you do. You ask your girlfriend to make a salad.
There you go.
Boom. Suck my balls.
Was that to your girlfriend?
I don't know. Just generally. Yeah. Just generally suck my
out.
Balls.
Yeah. Do you know how to make burgers?
Yes, but I feel like I wouldn't be that good at it.
No kidding.
I'm like looking at it, and I'm always like, did I put it on for too long? Did I put it?
I make a good burger.
You make a good burger. And you also make good chicken.
Good slow. It's all chicken. Low and slow. Ooh, he's a good cook. Off the heat.
There we go.
What do you make? I don't think you cook at all, do you?
No, I don't. I never claimed I could.
I didn't claim I could either.
But I can do any meat. Like I can grill chicken really well. I can cook burgers. I can cook steak. All of that is
easy. You're going to want to call him for your rib portion.
Yeah, I would just call you up.
Call me up for ribbies.
When you're in your rib conundrum.
I've made large hot wings.
Rib conundrum.
I've made my own hot sauce from scratch, like mixed it all that, did a fucking air fryer of wings for my own self, did the brush, did the whole thing.
Okay.
Nice. Tuna, I can make tuna. I can make fish, I can make salmon, I can make spaghetti, I can make any pasta you want, not cold, not wet, not hard. I can make it warm, lovely, and
okay,
edible.
So in your joke.
Or what other food is there?
Mike Cannon posted a joke today.
Oh.
That said.
Go to the clip, Nicole.
Yeah, that's
can't
right.
Can't cook.
Yeah.
So either.
But I've
so
had.
So Mike.
Fraud,
what is?
Fraud.
No.
Fraud.
So what isn't Mike?
I've honestly had to learn all of this since becoming a dad.
Since the tweet.
I was you. since that bit.
The tweet earlier today. I learned to cook right after that. Yeah. I did some self-reflection after the tweet. I realized I was wrong.
I am in a kitchen with all this food.
Yeah, look at that. I actually really can't cook eggs all that well, though.
Wow, that's a hard one to not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I mean, I can scramble that.
The best part about an egg is if you try to cook it anyway and you fuck it up, it just becomes scrambled.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Yeah, you just go.
Every version. You're like, I changed my mind in the kitchen. Here you go.
Someone's like, oh, I know the best secret recipe for scrambled eggs. And you're like, is it butter? And they're like, it's a lot of butter.
It's an old family tradition. I'm not going to reveal, actually.
Yeah. Like, only an idiot would fuck up eggs. I come out of the kitchen with all the shells on plates. I think I did it wrong.
Yeah. They're burning.
Yeah. Yeah. They have barbecue sauce on them.
Did you put these in the air fryer?
Uh-huh.
And peanut butter and jelly.
There you go. It's crunchy peanut butter. Yeah. There you go.
Shell sandwiches for everyone.
There's also Delauded in this. Yeah, Brendan's a good cook, but he puts prescription drugs in all this.
Sure. Brendan's a good cook, but I put a diet in
his Nicole took Delauded right after she had her C-section, and, you know, it's like, that is the craziest surgery ever. She took Delauded. She was like spinning crew on her fucking finger right after that, jogging and like doing it was crazy how fucking
honey, you're
strong
bleeding.
That drug is.
Woo!
Yeah.
Look at my abs.
Brendan took that recreationally.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That congratulations.
Drug. And that is like, dude, that is so wild to me. That's like what Lawrence Taylor probably took in between the quarters.
It was the last time. It was the first, and it was the last. It was the first, and then it was the
in
last.
In fairness, I've taken Seroquel. So
I'll take anything.
Antipsychotic.
We got time for one more question.
All right.
And I think this is an easy one. Out of all your, this one comes from Brandon.
Oh, Brandon.
Out of all your comic friends, who would you be least surprised to be a serial killer?
Eater, I thought you were going to say. I'd say Brendan. No.
Only if it's a meal I have to make.
Yeah, it was cookie crisp.
Yeah. If it was cookie crisp.
Yeah.
Cookie crisp.
Nobody
oh, man,
stepped in on that.
That.
Yeah, someone should have stepped in at some point on cookie crisp, honestly.
Yeah, dude.
Boy, that is such a hard question because you could really see most comedians.
I'm looking right most, across the table at him.
I got two right back at you, pal.
Yeah.
I am way too sloppy and aggressive.
Well,
and
we
angry.
Would all be, it would be obvious.
You'd have to be
too obvious.
You'd do it on video. You'd but be like, film me. I'm going to kill Brendan's landlord.
Yeah. And then I'm going to step on squirrels.
Yeah.
You would need somebody with cat-like agility and energy, which I feel like you could see, like, I could see Anthony Jeselnik.
Yeah,
like
that's
you just friends. Look like you own friends. A lot of plastic that you could tape all over your walls and
yeah, I don't leave a trail.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think Tim Dillon could also be a serial killer. I mean, he's got all the makings.
No, he would be a little too sloppy because he would like spill tiramisu over the victim or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
There'd be too many witnesses because there'd be people like playing cello.
It's the cocoa powder killer.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done it on Twitch.
Yeah.
That was my first error.
Yeah, Brendan's like, and I'm sags to riches with the body in the background.
Don't forget, I'm like holding the guy's head. Don't forget to subscribe.
Viral.
Dude,
hello, police.
All watching this Dahmer Netflix show has taught me is like just how easy it was to be a serial killer that recently.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
like
yeah.
so.
That's my hometown. And that was really remarkable when people were like, so he had a skull collection.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, there's
and he
so
faced
many.
Them outwards in the bay
to
window.
A, I yeah. talked to a comic when I did the cellar in Vegas. So she was like, she actually was good friends with the woman who interviewed him for that, like those like tape.
Yeah, right.
Tape. And she was saying that in Milwaukee, like when that happened, that was such like a source of like shame for
totally.
The city that like nobody even like talked about. Like yeah. people didn't even want to talk about it.
Yeah. No, it was really fucked up. I also, this is fucking crazy, but I went to the comic book store and there was a comic about Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, right, and I was probably 11, 12 years old.
Oh.
And so I just was like, oh, shit, and I bought it. I don't even know why I bought it, just because I knew his name in the news and stuff like that. And it was not in, I mean, not that you would expect him to be, like, a superhero or anything, but it was the exact story with, like, graphic art of him like killing the people, like
oh my
blowing
God.
The blowing dudes.
Do you still
like,
have that?
Blowing dudes?
I've
that's
got it framed. yeah, no, don't have it anymore. But I mean, because I definitely was like, I shouldn't have bought that.
Yeah.
You know, I just was in like my own little cell of thought.
That was in the show. That's it. It was either in the show or the documentary.
Oh, really?
Talked about how they made comics from this story and
well,
like,
he had,
a bunch of art and shit.
And
it
he
was
had
crazy.
Said, he said when he won the award, the you know, the guy actor who played him was like, everybody's like really loves to like fetishize and all this stuff, but this is like not a good thing. Like he had to be like, this is not good.
Yeah,
people shouldn't be like fascinated with this. I mean, it is very fascinating though, because like, it is.
People
he really
shouldn't
made
be
me
fascinated.
Like
it is very fascinating,
and also just like in general, the just like serial killers are fascinating. Because you know what's different about Dahmer than the rest of them is the fact that he was so open and honest about in great detail of everything that he did, which is so. Which is what all, it's all we want when you have a serial killer. Because the first thing is like, why does the person do this? How did the person
compulsion.
Do this? What drove them to do this? But all of them, like the, who was it? Not Ted Kaczynski, Ted
John,
Bundy. Yeah. Ted Bundy like didn't admit it ever. He denied it. And then like they said that he admitted it to like the guy, the executioner, like 6 seconds before off record, he admitted all the whole thing. And you're like,
great move. Too.
Great. Yeah. Yeah.
That is a great move. I fuck it. I did it.
Yeah, but it's like, dude, like Clark, pull it. Yeah.
His last words were, I did it.
But it's one of those things where you're like, man, it's so great to get like when someone gets in the head of the person, you're like, and you know, cause I'm watching that in the show now where they're like, no, you purposely lived in like a predominantly black neighborhood, so you could target the poor. And he was like, it was just easy and lonely. And it doesn't make the city of Milwaukee look very good is when they're all like, if we go in there, are we going to get gay AIDS stuff? And they're like, it's like, everything is so
there's still
racist
pockets of that
and
in
gay.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was. It was like to what you're saying, like it was totally shameful. Everyone was like, oh my God. Because I mean, it was also like a lot of fodder because he was like eating people.
Yeah.
Like there was so much, like, I mean, it was like, late night jokes too, you know.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
really like, hey, don't drink the water from Milwaukee. It's got food in it.
You, know, you see this? Fucking... You hear about this?
He's
about
got, this? He just There's had
a murder. About a meal that Brendan could cook. Yeah, you gotta put some guy in the air fryer. You know,
Dahmer makes a better meal than Brendan.
All right, we got Jenna Ortega here, guys. That's the show. Thank you so much to our guest Gareth Reynolds.
Check out
his podcast,
The Dollop,
and. Don't forget to subscribe.
And a special.
Yeah, England
and
Weed and
the Dollop and the special and all that shit.
Watch it out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.